Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It is 6:03. It's Wednesday, Carla.
It's so Wednesday.
Oh, it's so Wednesday.
So Wednesday.
Are you... You know, I've started running to Starbucks occasionally. It's just a couple minutes away and picking something up for everyone. And I got Mike a nice strawberry smoothie, and I dropped the straw somewhere.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I'll just grab one here. There's not a freaking straw in the building.
You never know what you don't have until you need it.
No.
Now, you would think... There would be a straw somewhere.
Nowhere. And I'm telling you right now, and I apologize to anyone who comes in. Yes, I went through every drawer that was open downstairs, the desks, every drawer up here. I don't know whose they are.
Morty and I are just laughing in the studio because we can hear you
down the hall
yelling down the hall and asking people if they have a straw, which is probably one of the most unusual questions people would have first thing in the morning.
I went to our sister station. Hey, do you guys have a straw? What? A straw. No.
Nothing.
Nope. Nobody. There is no straw in this building. Now, do you need any sort of mustard or hot sauce or mayonnaise that's probably so old or used fork or knife or crumbs
we
of any
maple
sort?
Maple syrup.
Yes. Maple syrup, agave.
Sticking to the bottoms of drawers.
Yes,
and stuff
but
like
not
that,
so. A flipping straw.
Well, thank God we were in the Purple Shrine event.
Yes.
Because in the little gift bag you got, if you participated in that walk with us, was a cup that I still have. And it with a lid and a straw in it.
Yeah.
I forgot about it, but it's in my office. So
it was almost strawberry milk at that point,
right.
or pudding.
It's one of those drinks you really like a shake. You can't drink it just out of a cup. You have to have a straw.
So. I'm such a loser this morning.
Well, there's more, too.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
You.
We'll talk about a little bit later. Cloudy, scattered showers today. Some clouds tomorrow. Possibly a few showers. High of only 66 today. 71 tomorrow, 58 now. Carla will have a first take, her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, a lot of people, a lot of celebrities doling out advice to the Game of Thrones cast.
All right, we'll talk more about that. Other stories after Tears for Fear. Shout.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, don't feel sorry for anyone at HBO with regards to Game of Thrones. They say over its tenure, it earned about $2.2 billion off of Game of Thrones, HBO. $2.2 billion. Now, that show cost a lot to make. I heard the five main characters... they were all making about a little over $1 million an episode.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, there are only a few episodes, but still, about 1.2, I think they said. 1.2 to 1.7, a lot of money. So they did fine. It was a lot to make that show, but $2.2 billion off of Game of Thrones. They'll continue to make money in some way off of that show as well.
Yeah.
Now, this was classic. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, of course, he had if you want to call it a cameo, in the second to last episode. He is not happy with the way it ended, and he is very, very precise.
Bran, the three-eyed raven, who's all about the health of the realm. Let's think about what he did. He basically wanted the throne the whole time because he's the one that told the Starks, knowing that Sansa would tell Tyrion, knowing that Tyrion would talk to Varys, knowing they'd scheme for Dany's death, which led her to be the Mad Queen. So he, the entire time, kind of set this whole thing up, and at the end he goes, oh yeah, I don't want to be king. Oh, but why did I travel all this way to be here?
He thinks, and a lot of people still think, that Dany should have been queen.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Now that I think back, I don't know. I think she still had good in her, but too late now.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers spent more time on that than he's done in any other interview for football.
Yes.
And if he was as precise as he was in that description as football, they would win the Super Bowl year and year and year.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have had time to do this.
Exactly. No, but he's got those dreamy eyes. Oh,
no,
God.
Stop.
Okay. Jason Alexander sent a message to Game of Thrones cast. You know, after fans said they were upset, they wanted a different finale, and he tweeted, "Dear GOT company, I know a little something about finales and disappointed fans."
Oh, boy, does he?
My advice, live in joy that you're part of something that moves people that much. You were all magnificent. My family and I loved it all. Thank you. That, for now, is my painfully deep takes.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest
of all time.
No, not.
Awkward moment.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Hey, right now you can go to our website, register to win free tickets to go see the Magic of Queen at the Smith Center. If you want to do that, text the name Queen to 702-739-9636 for all the details. It's a pretty good show. All right, 6:37, John Schaefer with news here in just a minute. But I read this, the National Spelling Bee is next Thursday. So a study came up with the hardest words to spell. Now, it's based on what knocked out previous finalists. And they're almost all words from other languages that we borrowed and added to the English dictionary. But you still have to know them.
Right.
So the hardest one, this is the hardest word. See, first, I've never heard of this, which is not surprising, but here's one of the hardest words. Okay. And this word has stumped a lot of kids. Listen.
Bomdiozery.
There you go.
Look to it again.
Bomdiozery.
Could you spell that? Bomdiozery.
French. So, like, is it like...
It's a word we stole from the French. It means shoddy religious art.
Okay, I know a little about B-U-O-N-D-I-E-U-S-E-R-E. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I know I got part of that right.
John, what about you?
H-O-M-E-D-E-P-O-T?
Yeah, there you go. No?
Bundusery. No. B-O-H-N-D-Y.
Oh, okay.
O-O-Z.
Well, that's not right.
Why did we borrow that
is
word?
Is that how you spell that? Or is that the phonetic pronunciation?
Pronounce Bundusery. Okay. Oh, maybe that is. Hold on.
You're reading.
Oh, wait a minute.
You're spelling the phonetic spelling.
It's French. It can't be B-Y. So how?
I don't know how to spell it. Oh, it's B-O-N.
Oh.
D-I. E-U-S-E-R-I-E.
Oh, I got that midsection right.
Yeah.
I got that midsection right. Thank you.
So that's what you would have
Italian
claimed?
In
okay,
there?
Hold on for a second.
Hey, I got the middle part right.
Here's the other word. Here's another word that's really hard to spell that have bounced quite a few kids.
Bewusstseinslager.
There you go.
I don't even know what he said.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Bewusstseinslager.
There's an ointment for that.
One more time. Here it is.
Bewusstseinslager.
I can't.
Come on, spell it. Bewusstseinslager.
Could you please use it in a sentence?
Yes, it hurts. My Bewusstseinslager.
These aren't words, though, that are used.
It's a state of consciousness devoid of sensory components.
Okay.
Miss Ray. Bewusstseinslager.
Bewusstseinslager. Wow. Of what origin? Bewusst.
It's German.
I'll try again. B-I-E-N. Now I'm going all French. That was a tough one.
John, what about you?
Oof.
Could you repeat it?
Bewusstseinslager.
B-E-I-V-O-U-S-L.
Take a seat.
Morty.
I'm just going to start with A, B, C.
None of you.
You're closer now.
B-E-W-U-S-S-T-S-E-I-N-S-L-A-G-E.
You know what? I'm hearing nothing. I'm hearing nothing right now.
Where are the
Italian words?
It's a barbecue thing.
Where are those?
None of us. Listen, the only word I know for sure, and I learned this a long time ago, I don't know how many other people learn how to spell words, these little different tricks, was friend. Confusing where to put the I and the E. And one teacher told me, friend till the end. F-R-I-E-N-D. That's how you always remember to spell friend.
That's good.
Friend till the end.
I still use, when I write the word, like receipt, receive, I before E, except after C, or when sounded as A in neighbor and way, like Wayne's.
That's way too long.
I always remembered that, though.
No, but that's a trick, right?
Yeah,
that's a trick that you learned.
I before E, except after C, and then they say, except.
Yes,
and then
that's
then what's the point of
except? Blah, 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 blah. All right, well.
Thanks, English.
Next Thursday, yeah. Big spelling bee, and I can tell you right now, none of us are going to be on.
No, I never made it through. I still don't know what a dangling participle is, and I'm a girl.
It's kind of odd that this morning show would start getting texts about spelling.
It sure is. Holy moly.
About the rules of spelling. Now, like I said before, in grade school, I can't even remember what age I was.
Right.
But the teacher said, if you want to remember how to spell friend, because that I-E thing is always confusing.
Yes.
They said, well, friend is till the end. So the I goes before E.
Yes.
F-R-I-E-N-D.
Friend.
The
yes.
word end is end. Always at the end of the word friend.
So. Makes sense. And I said I before E. Well, I'll get to it. Tori said, yeah, I before E, except in Budweiser.
Oh. Well, that's always it.
And that's what's most important.
Yes, exactly.
The exception to the rule.
Yeah.
Tommy said, I before E, except after C, Carla, or what's the rest of it? It's I before E, except after C, or when sounded as A in neighbor and way, like W-E. I-G-H.
See, I feel the same way he does because you've lost me.
Well, or when sounded as A, like in neighbor, that
okay.
might help you. Yeah, I know.
E-I?
Neighbor?
Yeah.
Is E-I, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's the except. Exactly.
For.
Exactly.
So we can't do math and
no.
we can't spell.
No, but imagine growing up in Hawaii.
Oh,
jeez.
Yeah. All vowels.
Yes. Yes. I know. Yeah, you turn left there.
Yeah, it's a boulevard.
Yeah.
Okay. I Stones. Last hour told you that Carla went through a real fit. Couldn't find a straw.
Yeah.
Was that after or before you ran into the door?
No, that was before.
Before?
Before I ran into the door.
If you catch Carla's Facebook Live, which is every morning at about what time? 5:30?
5:30, yeah.
Okay. So we're in here talking, all three of us, and the door's slowly closing behind Carla. And I'm sure everybody listening has had one of these moments. It's a glass door,
yes.
A big glass door.
Yeah.
And so as she's talking, and I see this happening. I actually I wanted to make sure it was going to happen as I saw this happening and developing. And as you finish up your sentence, in our conversation, yeah. you turn around and didn't like, bam, run into the door, but it was almost like kind of startled you, like you just walked into it, like,
and
how did this happen?
Yet I was feeling it. Like, is this a door? I
mime.
Didn't realize that it closed. That's exactly what I looked like, was a mime. I am in a box. I didn't, like I said,
you didn't run into it or walk into it.
No,
it's just kind of like
slowly,
you
like it's
took
old
a step
woman.
Into
yes.
it. Yes. I've never seen you look older. Like watching your mother.
Yeah. The door. I think it's a door.
Yeah, we keep it too clean, maybe.
Jeez.
You're okay,
Lord.
Though.
Well, except for my ego, yeah.
It's a little banged up.
My dignity.
Cloudy, scattered showers today. Maybe same thing for tomorrow. High today, 66, 71. The high tomorrow, 58 now. Just a few things we think you should know, if that wasn't enough. We'll get to that after Uncle Cracker with Dobie Gray doing the hit, Drift Away.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, you know, we've talked a lot about it. There was a survey done asking how long you should wait before you can openly discuss spoilers for TV shows. So listen to this. Like 64% of us think that a week or less is fair. Okay.
Wow.
I know. 2% of the people said a month. Are you kidding me? Now, 16% said, you know what, you can talk about it whenever you want. It doesn't matter. They just don't flat out care. Because
right.
Now, in the age we live in, where you can watch anything anytime,
mm-hmm.
you know what, get over it. So there you go. We can talk about Game of Thrones now.
What? What's the rule on our show? It's 48 hours or 24?
We usually do 24 hours.
Yeah,
we
okay.
do 24. So no one won last night's jackpot, by the way. The big Mega Millions.
Oh.
It's creeping up again. Fridays will be worth almost $400 million.
I think we have tickets
nice.
For that.
Oh, good, good.
Jody's friend bought them.
Yeah, that's good. Lump sum, about $244 million. So that should, you know, kind of carry you through,
it's like
right?
One, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm at 245. That's
okay.
So that's, yeah.
You good? There you go. That'll carry you through. And there's a...
That wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
This whole list came out of the snack that your state is most known for.
All right.
Okay?
Indiana. What about Indiana?
Corn dogs.
Really?
Corn
that's
dogs.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, because of the state fair
okay.
and everything. I think that's why the
county
state...
fairs are real big back then.
Yeah, exactly.
In the Midwest.
Morty, Hawaii was what did I say?
Crackseed?
Crackseed, which sounds odd, but apparently it's a
yeah. It sounds illegal.
I know. Yeah, it's a fruit of some sort.
It's like it's like dried fruit.
Yeah,
and the seed is cracked, and the people just
they just munch on them.
Yeah,
like,
they have
like,
stores dedicated to it. So.
Yeah. Well,
what
do
about
you think
you?
It might
Nevada.
Be here in Nevada?
The snack?
Yeah, that we'd be
there's
best
I don't know,
known
shrimp
for.
Shrimp cocktail or
uh-huh.
something?
Yeah, you might think that.
Just cocktails.
No, Mike, it's something I've never heard of in my life living in Nevada. Navajo fry bread.
Hmm? Navajo fry bread?
I've never heard of this.
That's what
yes.
we're known for? The
that's
big snack?
That's what we're known for.
Hey, listen, I'm hungry. I think I'm going to grab some Navajo fry bread.
Yeah, I'm craving some Navajo fry bread. Anybody else? What is this? Growing up, here in Nevada, I know that the Navajo tribe was very prominent here at one time, but
right.
I don't know Navajo fry bread.
And where do you get it?
I
any bakery?
Don't know. At
any
the,
supermarket?
At the fry bread, I don't know, Mike. It's made of fried dough, topped with meats, beans, cheese, whatever you want to put on it. It sounds like a taco to me, but
okay.
Yeah, Navajo fry bread.
And you were born and raised in this state.
Yes, I have no clue. So if anybody out there's tried it, would love to hear from you.
Okay, 702-739-9636. Trying to find out a little bit about our statewide snack
yeah.
that we're known for.
By the way, my second home, of course, we summered in Detroit,
yes.
Michigan.
Who
better
did?
Made potato chips, which makes sense.
Oh.
They're out of Michigan.
Right, everybody, if you talk snacks in Michigan, better made.
Yeah, Navajo fry bread. Boy, it is Wednesday. I know, who else isn't craving Navajo fry bread?
To die for.
Dude, come on. A few things you definitely should know.
Trying to solve the mystery of the Navajo fry bread.
Yeah.
Craze that's going on in our state. Number one snack. Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
Well, we have some people on the phone, plus people texting in. We'll get to that in about 6-7 minutes. It's Prince, when doves cry.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, boy, this big snack controversy rages on.
Yeah.
They came out with a list of the number one snack from your home state.
Yeah, the one that you're best known for.
Right, and out of Nevada, it's Nevada,
Navajo fry bread, Mike.
Navajo fry bread.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You were born and raised here.
Yes.
And this is news to you.
This is such news to me.
I've been here almost 40 years. Nobody has ever said, when I've gone into an establishment, would you like some Navajo fry bread?
People are saying it's the best. How have you not tried it? Carla, the Clark County Fair, every year they have it there. Now, listen, here's the thing. Michael, number one snack? Never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian, you'd figure our snack would be any kind of bar food, like nachos, chicken wings. I've lived here all my life, too. Never heard of Navajo fry bread.
What about you, Sean? Ever heard of it?
Yeah. I was born and raised in Tucson, Arizona, and it's actually an Indian. It's a very thick tortilla.
Okay. Then why don't they say thick tortilla? Yeah,
well, I understand if you're down in Tucson and Arizona, but we're talking about a snack that's supposed to be our snack.
Yeah, in Nevada.
In Nevada.
And it's actually the Arizona snack.
That's interesting. Yeah, that is really interesting.
I don't want to be sharing snacks.
No, I don't want to be sharing snacks either.
Russ, what about you? You've heard of this?
Man, they're the best. You guys are missing out if you've never had them. They're Navajo tacos. You can get them at the fairs and things like that, but they put cinnamon on them, sugar on them. Uh-huh. You have them as a dessert. They're the best.
Born and raised in Nevada. Never. Lived in northern Nevada. Lived here the last almost 30 years. Mm-hmm. Never.
You're missing out.
I never had anyone mention it to me. Ever. I spent time in Fallon, Fernley.
Nobody came up to you and
Ely?
Said, you know what we have to do? Navajo fry bread.
Never.
Listen, we're not debating the taste of it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it tastes fabulous.
Absolutely.
But like the one text, wings, nachos.
Yeah.
I've never seen people crave meatballs more than here.
Yes, you're right.
When you go to a party or something?
Right.
Yeah. Do you have meatballs?
Right.
Oh, I love the meatballs.
Yeah.
Jerky. Morty, you mentioned jerky.
Yeah, a lot of jerky.
I'm sure. And
this is the state. This is the state of Nevada. Have you ever been offered it?
No.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. Why Navajo? Why not Paiute? They have a reservation here. Don't they get
they
some?
They do.
Snack crab?
Yeah, I know. Don't they get something? I mean, we got a lot. And they weren't the predominant tribe here either.
Paiute funnel cake.
Yeah, up in northern Nevada, Shoshone. Mm-hmm. I'm very confused on this.
Happy with that list.
No, I'm not happy with it either. Though you, Indiana, you got corn dogs. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, really.
And what's it for Illinois next door?
That's kind of cool. Illinois was popcorn.
Which is stupid because Orville Redenbacher is from Indiana, you would think.
I know, you'd think it might
be
reversed.
The king of popcorn.
I thought it might be hot dogs in Illinois because they sell so many of them just at the stadiums.
All right, the phones are lighting up. We'll get to those calls if you want to text in again. It rages on.
Yes, it does.
Boy, stirring
the fry bread pot.
Yeah.
Huh?
Kimberly's on the phone. One last call about this whole thing.
Okay.
She's going to straighten us out about Navajo fry bread.
Okay. A lot of people just call it Indian fry bread. My husband and my children are Paiute Indians. You get them at powwows and things like that, but you can see them at fairs. We make them all the time. They're great. It's just like a fry bread, like a bread dough.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't doubt that it tastes great, but that's what we're known for, the state of Nevada. That's the number one snack.
It should be because we need to represent the indigenous people here in the state of Nevada.
Up in
northern Nevada, where the Shoshones and the and Paiutes and everywhere are in the state. Yes, we need to represent them.
And why have I not? That's what I'm saying. Is like what I have never in all my life been offered it.
Okay, go out to the Paiute Golf Resort and they have it on the menu. I drive to a powwow just to get. When I hear there's a powwow around, I will drive there just to have an Indian taco.
Well, how do we find out the next powwow?
I would love to go
this weekend out to Snow Mountain.
That to me would be like the equivalent of like going to Hawaii and doing a luau.
Yeah.
You know, doing a powwow. That would be cool. Okay, you and I are going to have to go.
Oh, really?
We're going to have to go to a powwow.
Up in November, to the Moapa Travel Plaza. They have a big powwow up there.
Is it cold in November?
No.
Okay, no, it's
cold.
I know.
They'll give you a blanket.
Yes,
it's going to be freezing cold in November.
Yeah, right. Or I have to go to a powwow now just so I can eat authentic.
Yes,
and be a part of the culture and everything.
Yeah.
All right. Kimberly, thank you so much for the call.
Have a great day.
I'm going to have to go to a powwow.
Yes, I do. I would like to go to a powwow. I think that'd be a blast. I'm not going to be here this weekend. I would love to try it, but, you know. I got to get me some of this fry bread. Now, people are offering to bring it in. I'm afraid we're going to have a bunch on our doorstep here next week. Bob, save that for
Mike
us.
And Carla's project for Navajo fry bread. Just collecting bread.
Oh, gosh.
That was the point, though. And I'm sure it tastes great and everybody loves it. But when you talk in Nevada, when I go out on a vacation somewhere and I say, well, I'm from Nevada. Nobody has ever said, oh, my God.
Exactly.
The Navajo fry bread to die for.
Nevada.
You probably get it all the time, don't you?
Yeah, honey, he's from Nevada.
No.
Fry bread. No.
Cloudy, scattered showers today, high in the mid-60s, low 70s tomorrow with about the same. Cloudy, chance of rain. It's going to be awful. Oh, boy. About 61 now. Carla's next take on some entertainment news coming up.
You'll never believe who possibly could be Las Vegas's next resident.
Oh, boy.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Arla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Adam Lambert, he's been a great replacement for Freddie Mercury. I think we all agree on that. Mm-hmm. But he talked recently to an interviewer about whether or not he should record an album with them as Queen. And he says, I'm not sure that makes total sense because it wouldn't really be Queen. Because to me, Queen is Freddie Mercury. He's right. been very vocal about that. You know, he can work with them
right.
in the band, but he just doesn't think that he's that person.
And when you go see him, it's always billed as Queen with Adam Lambert.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, good for him, man. I hope this is not true, but there are some rumors out there that Kelly Clarkson is trying to lose weight and that she's taking diet pills. I hope this is not true because, you know, people have really given her a hard time about putting on weight and all of that. I hope this is not true, Kelly. Just do it on your own.
Yeah.
Go next door. Come to Vegas. Go next door. Go to Rebel.
Pass around the medicine ball with, is that what they call it? The
medicine ball. Yeah.
With Carla.
Yeah, I'll do it with you, honey. I'll work out.
She sounds great.
I know,
she looks great.
I know.
She's
just be
always
you.
In a good mood.
Oh, you be you, boo. Be you, boo. Okay,
she's always kind of said that, too. She's
yes,
like,
I know. So. I hope so. That's why I don't think this is true. I hope it's
unless
not
somebody
true.
Talked her into it.
I know. Don't do it. You're smarter than that, Kelly. Amy Schumer, on the other hand, so she just had a baby like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
She had a show to do. Got back up on stage. Well, people went after her. They just shamed her. They baby shamed her. Didn't you just have a baby like 2 minutes ago? Why are you on stage? Because I'm a comedian.
I have to work.
That's what I do. Yeah. She got mom shamed big time. Big time. I know people are vicious. Vicious. Now, here's the good news. In a recent interview, David Lee Roth said, I am open to doing a Las Vegas residency. I'm pursuing it, he said. I talked to the House of Blues. Lots of people requesting it.
Really?
He said, quote, it would transcend neighborhoods, man. You could be wearing a cowboy hat. You could be wearing 5-inch clogs out there. I don't know where you're getting those. Sparkles in your hair, dreadlocks, crew cut. Doesn't matter, man. David Lee Roth brings it to the proceedings.
That's too bad.
So I don't know what he just said there, but you know what? I'll bring the fry bread. How about that, David?
We'll have a powwow and it'll be awesome.
It'll be fun. That is my painfully deep. David Lee Roth. Stay home now, David. It's my painfully deep take.
Do you have a friend or know somebody that has something that when you found out, you were kind of shocked?
Shocked.
Maybe blown away, surprised a little bit. I have an Elvis bust, and we've talked about this before, from the original Hard Rock Cafe.
Right.
And that's about the only unique thing I really have. When people walk in, they see it over their shoulder. It's up in an eave in the house.
Right.
Kind of freaks people out. Told me something that I was quite surprised.
And I have this as of a few years ago. It's a Frank Sinatra. It's a gold lighter that has Frank Sinatra's signature on it, like etched in it. And there were only a few made, found out in looking this up, and I have one of those.
See, I'm sure a lot of people go to you and they say, oh, man, that's probably worth thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I looked it up. I think the most was almost $300.
Yeah, that's about
it. I thought, you know, I can't
believe it. You can imagine how surprised we were when we come to find out our producer, Morty, has a Kiss coffin.
Uh-huh.
A Kiss coffin.
Yeah.
That you could actually be buried in.
Yeah. And what is it doing now, Morty?
It's sitting in a garage.
Okay.
At a mortuary, covered up.
Right now, it's just kind of a hope chest, isn't it? It's just kind of.
Why would you ever buy? We've come to find out that Morty buys like on impulse. He'll see a great deal and go, I have to get it. I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't even like it.
All the while he's producing our show, he has a site, and I've had to go. And I don't want to say the site because you'll lose out on deals, but it's a really cool site that offers these like hot deals in a minute. And if you don't get it, it's gone.
So made you buy a Kiss coffin?
Kiss, Gene Simmons announced it while I was still working at the mortuary. And, you know, when you have access.
His family's in the mortuary business.
Yes. If you don't know the name Morty, that's what it comes from. His name is not Mortimer.
Okay.
So,
And when you work there, you have access to people who sell that stuff. And it was a limited run. I think there's only like, I want to say like 3,000 of them made.
Wow.
Immediately I was like, bye.
Did you get it at a rate?
No. Gene Simmons don't give no deals.
Well, that's true.
Gene Simmons don't give no deals.
No, that's true. It's interesting because, you know, we've talked about 6 feet under, and Morty has said that's
my family.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to be buried in?
No. No.
Oh, God, Mike.
No.
Bite your tongue. No.
It'll be handed down to my youngin if I have one.
There you go.
Here's a kiss casket.
My dad left me what? The kiss coffin?
Did he not have a life insurance policy?
No money? Okay. How much is that worth? No.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Who's Kiss?
Yeah.
Nobody remembers Kiss? Okay.
I've got to be honest. That's probably one of the most unusual. You know, I mean, everybody may eventually have one of some sort. Not
it's
quite that elaborate.
It's a good conversation piece when I decide to bring it out. But,
sure. I mean, it's no pine box. It's way above the onyx.
Anybody else?
What is this show?
This show is amazing.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Before we tell you how to win the Aerosmith tickets, we had brought up the fact that Morty has a kiss coffin. So we were talking about those things that you find out your friends might have that surprise you a little
bit. Right, right.
I mean, your Frank Sinatra autographed lighter is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
And
it's cool.
And the Elvis bust I have.
Very cool.
People think it's cool, but nothing compared to a Kiss coffin that Morty has in a garage.
Yeah, it takes up more than a shelf, you know, a little part of a shelf.
This is a real life-size coffin.
Yeah.
People texting in.
Well, Russin, my friend has an ejection seat from a T-38 jet and a seat from a B-52 bomber. I don't know that I want to know how. Uh-huh. Somebody else had texted in. They have a penguina. And I had said, what is a penguina?
Uh-huh.
It's a penguin that you pour wine in. And you pour it, and it comes out of the penguin's mouth. It's like a penguin decanter, but it's called a penguina.
Like a creamer that's shaped like a cow.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Somebody else said that they have dinosaur sandwich cutouts. I said, well, that's not so unusual. Okay. She said, well, my kids are now 35 and 37.
And they still get it.
Yeah, exactly. Sit down, kids.
Okay.
Okay, Mom.
Start the list right here.
Yeah.
All right, we have tickets for Aerosmith during their residency here in town. Being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Nice. All you have to do is tell us by title the name of that Aerosmith song we're playing on our kazoos. Get through news and weather. And then, of course, after that, look for caller number 9-702-739-9636. Deuces Are Wild, the residency park theater at the Park MGM in October from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Once again, here it is. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win these tickets for Aerosmith with another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Micah, go ahead. Tell us the name of that song we're playing on our kazoos.
Ragdoll.
You are right.
Yeah. Good job, Micah.
Nice.
Woo.
You're going to see Aerosmith.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
The show is in October. It's all a part of their Deuces Are Wild residency at the Park Theater, Park MGM. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you so much.
Last hour, we were talking about those weird things your friends might have.
Yes.
That when you find out, you go, didn't know you had that.
Yes.
Case in point, Morty, you know, you work with the guy and he seems okay. Come to find out, he's got a life-size Kiss coffin.
Yes. Yeah.
That he's not going to be buried in.
No.
He just
no.
bought it to buy it.
Storage. That's
okay.
What
well, listen to this. Kim's on the phone. Kim, what do you have?
I got my husband the exact sword from King Arthur, and so he has Excalibur at the house.
Wow.
When we had purchased it, they had to wrap it up for us because they couldn't put it in a box. So we were carrying it, and it was like we were walking through this field fair thing, and everybody's like, oh my goodness, what is that? And I was like, it's Excalibur. And they're like, oh, I bet you it's like a replica and it's like so light you could pull it around. So he gave it to the security guard to hold and he almost dropped it.
Oh,
and he's like, oh, that's really heavy. I'm like, yeah, it is.
You guys are boys. Now, is that the one that goes in the rock?
Yeah.
Is that in the stone? Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you pull it out and you're the king.
Do you have a stone to put that in?
No, I was thinking about, for my husband, I was honestly thinking about making a replica of the stone.
Wow.
And then when we
that
move in,
be
because
cool.
Yeah, I get him a lot of things because he's a big Kiss fan too.
Right. Oh,
so, like,
wow.
There's a gold record and a picture that I want to work on getting them, but that's like $3,500.
Listen, I just want you to know there are three guys in here salivating when you said, I'm thinking of making him a stone.
Oh. You're like the best woman ever. And by the way, you should talk to Morty about the Kiss coffin. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I heard that, I looked over at my husband, and you should have seen his face.
Can we get one, honey? Can we get one, please?
He's a huge Kiss fan. And I'm like, I don't know. I could try to find you one.
Come on. Gotta have a Kiss coffin. That would be awesome.
Oh, man.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Kimberly, have a good day.
Love it.
Weird, wild, wacky news, if that wasn't weird enough. Do that after the Steve Miller Band.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A woman in India covered her entire car in cow poop earlier in the week.
Okay.
She thought it would keep the car cooler.
I'll bet it did. Nobody wants to go in it, so all the air is yours.
Not really sure if it worked or not.
Wow, okay.
Cow poop.
Oh, wow, okay.
Hope she had a little sports car, not a big van or something.
Cow poop. Does anybody smell that? Okay.
Hey, listen, I know what it smells like, but aren't you cooler? You're a lot cooler, aren't you?
Though, can you feel that?
Would you rather sweat? I don't think so.
Oh. Wouldn't mud do the same thing?
What is this car?
Come on.
It's a Tesla? Wow. Okay, then.
18-year-old woman in Florida was moving out of her family's house and said she wanted to take the pet hedgehog.
Okay.
Well, her mom said no. You can take anything you want. You're not taking
a hedgehog.
You're not taking Wally.
That's an unusual item to have in your house.
So the girl pushed her mom and hit her.
Oh, geez. Okay.
She's been arrested for domestic battery over a hedgehog.
Yeah, I hope she's grounded, too. So, geez.
Time out, young lady.
Guess what? Back off. Oh, boy. Police cited a 12-year-old. Chester is his name. Because you know why, you guys? I haven't heard of this. He gave another boy a purple nurple. And
I'm sorry?
He gave him a purple nurple. That is when you take a person's nip and between your thumb and forefinger and just twist it around.
Well, that's called a blank twisty.
That's called
it Tune Into Tokyo.
I was just going to say, that's it's called a good date for me. That's what that's called. Wow, a purple nurple.
In fact, do the other one.
Yes, exactly. Don't
that's
leave
what
me
it's
hanging.
Called? No.
A purple nurple.
We call it
because you do it because if you do it that hard, it will turn color. Yeah, turn purple.
Well, thank you. You could have stopped at purple nurple.
Oh, man. That kind of hurts, doesn't it? Oh, wow.
Yes, it does.
Oh, well, I'll bet this guy in China wished that he'd gotten a purple nurple. He drank a whole lot the night before. You know, you wake up and think it's like, whoa, where are my pants?
Yeah.
Well, he woke up and said, hey, where's that thing? Apparently somebody cut it off. He was so drunk.
Gosh.
He didn't even know it.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Now, they did leave it right by him.
Oh, okay.
So he went to the hospital and they reattached it.
So he got up, put it in ice and
Went on in. The guys in China are really tough. I'm telling you right now.
I bet you he did it.
Ooh, he might have, you know? I mean, I'd said to you earlier, you know, maybe just draw a mustache on him or something, no. But
don't
man.
Need to go that far.
Hey, has anybody seen my... No?
A little winky?
Wait a minute, it's right here. I got it. Okay.
Now, why wasn't that in the Hangover movie?
Yeah, exactly. Listen, you guys clean up. I'm going to the hospital.
We laughed for hours. You can't believe what we did to Phil.
Oh, man. Well, there was this kid in Pennsylvania gave somebody a purple nurple. So don't you get upset, mister. It is Wednesday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
A teenager from Hoffman Estates, Illinois, being hailed as a hero. You know what? He was driving home from the prom, and he passed Jake Largo, who was driving to pick up his wife from the prom. She was chaperoning.
Uh-huh.
And Jake's car was hit really bad, flipped it over a few times.
Oh, wow.
Was stuck inside. Drivers were passing by without helping. Well, Stephen Napick... He was going home from the prom. He had his prom tux on. He looked really sharp, and he stopped and was able to pull Jake out of his car to safety.
Uh-huh.
And he said, wow, you know, he said, I couldn't do anything but thank him. He was a little bruised up, but he was okay. He said, I, my kids made some thank you cards for him, and it was nice to know that it was his prom night, and this kid's out saving lives.
Yeah.
So I take it, though, that Stephen did not get lucky that night if he was going home alone. But he helped this guy who really, it could have been a dangerous situation with fluids leaking from the car and things like that. So, yeah, Stephen pulled him out of the car in his tuxedo.
Nice.
And saved him.
Well, truly he got lucky.
Yeah, he did. He really did. Man.
That's a great story.
Whoosh.
People just passing by, not helping.
I know. Wow.
Well, that's a great story. If you have one, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. We want to hear about it. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by our good neighbor, Rebel Fitness, right next door. Open 24 hours at 2950 South Durango. Visit RebelFitness247.com for info. You going to be over there today passing the ball around?
I might, actually. Okay. Yeah, I might.
Well, I might see you back in our...
I'm hoping. I know we have, like, kind of weird...
I know.
A weird day today.
All right. By the way, in recapping this morning's show, thank God you found a straw. Actually, I found the straw.
You did.
But
yeah.
You know what? I give you credit. You looked high and low in this place. And then, of course, we'll fix the door.
Yeah.
We'll make sure that...
Slammed right in. Okay. Quietly and daintily. Well, more like an old lady, but okay. Fine. Whatever.
Swear to God, if I would have had my phone, that's a $10,000 winning video.
Well, yes. It's not like we didn't have time to pull a video or phone out the way I went into it.
It's like, what is this doing here?
Jeez.
It's a door.
Oh, my God.
I know. Who put this here?
Morty's going to go out after the show and buy us a whole bunch of Navajo fry bread so we can try and figure out what everybody's talking about.
That's the big snack here in Nevada.
If not, it's powwow time.
Yes. Yes.
And clearly, I can't spell. I would have been tossed.
Oh, my God.
And I have the words right in front of me.
Yeah.
The National Spelling Bee is next week, so we challenge some of the people on this morning show with two of the toughest words that have gotten kids bounced from the spelling bee, and
good
we weren't
reason.
Even close.
With good reason, as you were spelling it. It's like, wait, is that the phonetic spelling, or is that the word itself?
Do you want it spelled phonetically,
I don't know.
How you're supposed to.
Yeah, because like it would matter either way for us.
Well, listen, do have a great day. Be careful and be safe and be kind to each other. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.